What the fuck?
Hella baggy
What the
clothing.
fuck? Paul George signed a max contract extension.
Jesus Christ.
226 mil for 5 years.
Good for him, but fuck, bro. People are gonna keep making fun of me.
Yeah. Damn, 35 mil guaranteed for the 2020 season.
That's crazy that the season starts again in like 2 weeks.
Right? Oh my god, it does.
Yeah.
Did the preseason start yet?
No, but I think it's like a week long. It's probably the week before the season starts.
Yeah, I know I started training camp like a couple days ago. That
Yeah.
whole like James Harden shit, bro, it's just crazy.
I'm excited to see where he goes.
You think he'll end up dipping? I feel like he's gonna dip.
He's definitely gonna dip, bro. He needs to ask, what's it called? He needs to be COVID free for 6 days just so he can join back to camp. And he's already lost like a couple days.
Bro, oh my god. I wanted him to go to Philly, but that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, Daryl Morey's not down to trade
Yeah.
Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid.
But that would have been nasty.
That would have been
Like,
nice, bro. Like he would do so well with Joel Embiid.
I feel like that's actually potential room right there.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, honestly, for sure, they'd be top of the East.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like. Well, because they've been making moves. I don't know if you've seen their like updated roster.
Ooh, Philly?
Yeah, let me see where they're at right now.
I'm trying
Remember
to think
them? What
who
other
they've
team? Like,
signed.
there's a lot of teams that just have like crazy potential starting lineups, which like a lot of them don't end up happening, but still, you know.
I want to see how Kevin Durant does on the Nets, because if he's like 100% Kevin Durant, then I'm going to
Yeah.
have the Nets as my pick. Yeah.
And like I'd probably have him as my pick for the East, but for the ring, I gotta go back with the Lakers, bro.
The
Like they
Lakers
literally,
have made a very good move.
literally same team as last year, but better. Like, how do you even do that?
They have what's it called? Like a really good depth at the center position now.
I know,
As opposed
dude.
to just fucking JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, like all these fucking bums. Like they actually have good centers now.
I know, fucking Trez and Mark, and then if they get
Yeah,
Powell.
I know, bro. And fucking Dennis Schroeder is gonna be good.
Be like, bro, alright.
I know.
So, they already had, like, Matisse Thybulle and shit, like, decent, whatever.
Oh, I love him.
I fuck with Matisse Thybulle so hard. They picked up
Yeah.
Glenn Robinson. Again, nothing crazy, but decent. And
Yeah.
then, I fuck with Shake Milton. I liked how he was doing.
Was doing
And,
very well.
they picked up Dwight Howard. They picked up Danny
Oh.
Green, Terrence Ferguson, the crazy vert guy. You know what I'm talking
Yeah, I do.
about? And they picked up Seth Curry.
Oh,
They
that's pretty
got
good depth.
Alec Burks.
Alec Burks is a god, bro. I love him.
That's what I'm saying. And then like, apparently like one of their rookies is supposed to be like fucking like. Just shooter, but I mean that was in college though, you know. But yeah, I don't know. It's looking to be a pretty decent. And I'm saying like, imagine they picked up James Harden, like Jesus.
Who would they trade? If not those guys, if not Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid, because I think Houston said their demands are a star and picks.
No, yeah, then he's not giving up. Either.
Yeah, and they're not gonna fucking take like Tobias Harris.
No, yeah. What other roster was it? I know the Pistons have like a really weird, like different roster now.
All I want is for Blake Griffin to win a ring. All I want.
Yeah. They got Killian Hayes and who else was on the start? Jeremy Grant. And who was that one? I forgot.
D-Rose.
D-Rose,
D
D-Rose.
Rose. I forgot who their center was.
Andre Drummond, bro.
Nah, he's on the Cavs now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been on the Cavs since last year. What do you mean? I thought you were kidding when you said that.
No, I was not kidding. What the
No, yeah.
fuck?
He's been on the Cavs for a year now. Kind of
Oh,
sucks. Waste
it's probably
of
because I forgot, because they didn't even make it to the fucking bubble.
talent. I'm about to look up every team's fucking roster right now.
You think LeBron's gonna fucking
That's the goat, bro. That's the goat.
But can he keep a goat? Lakers.
Yeah, I think so. Like Michael Jordan was like around the same age during the 95-96 Bulls. That was his most dominant team.
Really?
So we
Oh,
fucking,
really?
yeah, he was like 35, 36.
I thought he was
Alex,
younger.
do you think Patrick Williams was a bad draft again, or
Who was
the
he
Bulls?
drafted by? The Bulls, dude. I don't know what the fucking Bulls are doing. The Bulls are shit.
The Bulls took him fourth overall, bro.
I don't know.
Patrick
I don't know.
Williams,
I'm not a fan
personally.
of anything the Bulls do.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, I'm just pissed. Like, they literally let this other, like, Isaac Okoro, I don't know if you've heard of him. But, like, he was, like, dog small forward. But they picked up Patrick Williams, which he's, like, supposed to be decent, but I don't know. I hadn't even heard of him until, like,
I hope so.
they drafted him.
Fucking yeah, I don't follow like college hoops, so like during the draft, I'm pretty clueless unless it's like the first overall
Yeah.
pick.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, they took him with the fourth overall pick. They're like, Patrick Williams. I'm like, I don't even know who that is. I'm like,
Oh,
what
who the
the.
fuck? LaMelo Ball, LaMelo Ball.
The Ball Brothers. Dog, I really hope LaMelo. I don't know, I really like LaMelo. Like, watching him play in high school.
Yeah, dude, I fucking went to the JBA All-Star game with
Oh my God, for real,
Omar.
remember?
Yeah, that was so wild. Cause like, since like their league or whatever, like they just fucking dominated the whole game, like LiAngelo and fucking LaMelo.
Do you think LiAngelo's gonna stay in the
With the
NBA?
Pistons, if he does good, like I just want him to do good, like you know,
Yeah, having all like three
hopefully.
brothers in the NBA sounds
Yeah.
crazy.
Damn, James Harden's preferred trade destinations are the Bucks, Heat, 76ers, and the Nets.
Oh, I saw that he added the Bucks and Heat earlier.
Giannis. We're fucking fighting every day.
Yeah,
You
that's wild.
guys, you guys want Giannis to stay on the Bucks?
Oh, no, I want him in a big market. I don't like him in fucking Milwaukee.
Yeah, me either, bro. Like, I like
Yeah.
what they were doing, but long term, it's like, nah.
I think it's
They were
just,
doing
you know.
decent, and they just blew it up.
I just want him somewhere like cool. Like I don't like him in Wisconsin.
Dude, I've been to Milwaukee. It's like, imagine downtown Elmhurst with skyscrapers, but like a few of them. That's how I would describe it.
That, bro. He should be in like Los Angeles, like New York, Miami, like these fucking big cities. He's a big city player.
Yeah. All day.
Like the Jazz too. Like fuck the Jazz, bro. Nothing to do in Salt Lake City.
Utah.
Fuck
Damn,
Utah.
you have the best fan base.
They're probably the most racist fan base.
Yeah.
The Nuggets.
The Nuggies.
I've never been to
Nuggies.
Colorado.
Really? Me either.
Never ever. My friend from school is like from there. He's like hella mountains, hella hills.
How many NBA teams are there?
30.
At least
Yeah.
12. At least
At
12.
least 12, I'd hope so.
It's like one conference, bro.
Yeah.
How many people do you got? Do you fucking need to get around a fucking table, dude? Jesus Christ.
To get around a table?
Yeah, for a conference? Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
Yo, you think they're gonna allow fans?
They said limited amount of fans, but they're giving, I think, like $30 million to like every team because they're gonna have attendance like revenue cut from obviously limiting their fans,
Like,
which I think is good.
they just gave that general answer. They didn't say anything about, like, how many, maybe.
They probably did, but I don't recall off the top of my head. But they're gonna have like spaced out shit, like plexiglass, whatever the fuck. Like, but it'll be
Like
less
a
fans
hockey
for
game?
sure. The fuck hockey, bro.
Like Dylan's hockey games?
No, I'm talking about the
Fuck
glass, though,
hockey,
on the
bro.
court.
Not a sport. Not a sport.
A big sport.
Big sport.
The
What's Killer up to these days?
sun's getting Chris Paul's pretty raw though.
Oh no, I fuck with Chris Paul heavy, bro. I love Chris Paul. He's gonna do good.
Hassan Whiteside is on the fucking Kings.
I'm doing
On the
absolutely nothing
Kings.
today.
Me either. I also didn't know Hassan Whiteside was on the Kings.
Looky, the
I just have
Kings.
class all day.
The Kings. Watch out for the Kings, bro. They're gonna be underrated the next couple years.
Watch out for the Kings, bro. Stop.
I'm
Stop.
just
I'm sure Kings
saying,
fans say that every year, bro. Like,
we don't know. I'm not even a Kings
watch
fan.
out. Watch out.
That's the thing. I'm not a Kings fan, but like, dude, they're pretty deep. Like.
I'm a Hassan Whiteside fan. And I wish he stayed in
Oh,
Miami.
Hassan Whiteside is so goofy.
I like
They
it, bro.
It's
drafted two
so
guys.
goofy.
They drafted two guys that are crazy. Like Tyrese Halliburton
Puffco.
and Ja Ramsey. Like they're supposed to like
I'm Ja.
they were both like sleeper picks that went super like high in the draft.
Not bad. Damn.
But
They got
they got
drafted?
them two. And then they got De'Aaron Fox, Hassan Whiteside, Rashawn Holmes. Is a dog. I had him in my fantasy basketball and he was getting me like the best numbers. And then they got Buddy Hield, Jabari Parker, Marvin Bagley, Glenn Robinson, and Harrison Barnes. They lost Bogdanovich though. That was a no.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yo, also we heard that for the next season they're not going to be drug testing NBA players.
Oh yeah,
As
right?
they're not testing for marijuana, but like
Yeah.
performance enhancing shit, yeah.
Oh, for
I think
sure.
it's good, like they don't test. I mean, they shouldn't test for marijuana to begin with. So.
You think that was already a problem?
I feel like if I'm a professional athlete, I should be able to smoke if I want to, and not have to
Especially
hear
like
people say
that.
that,
Isn't that why
Yeah.
OJ Mayo got like,
So fucking
what's it
tired.
called? Ban or who was
Oh,
it?
OJ Mayo, yeah.
OJ Mayo and who's the other one? There was another player. Tyreek, no. Was it
Larry
Tyreek?
something? Larry Sanders or no?
No, I think it was Tyreek Evans, I think.
Kareem Brown?
This guy.
Yeah,
He for sure ain't passing. He's
passing.
not passing.
Bro, I played a game with WNBA players right now. It's not bad. Not bad. You
Yeah,
just can't
see,
dunk.
it was Tyreek Evans. He got
Oh, Tariq Evans.
he got banned from the NBA for 2 years.
For what? Smoking?
Yeah, for drugs.
When was
For
this?
Puffco. For Cohen.
Drugs.
Cohen.
When was
Hit
this?
the code.
It was like probably 2 years ago.
Damn. So wait, like he should be good by now.
I think he
He
plays in
should. I
China
mean.
now.
OJ Mayo would have been good by now too, but he said I'm not coming back. Or like
Honestly, bro.
I think no teams just wanted him. That's the thing.
That and also like, I don't know. If I'm a millionaire and I got kicked out of the NBA, I don't know if I'd go back.
Yeah, for real. I just got paid a bag to go
Yeah.
Dude, think about how many players like blow it and become broke though.
That's
That's
true.
true.
Fucking
Allen Iverson.
Like Shaq, he went broke his first time, like when they first gave him his deal. I think it was
Oh
I forgot
yeah.
which team. He blew it that same day and like he was broke and went to go
Yeah,
cry to his dad.
he blew it that same day because he knew he had a
Yeah.
future ahead of him, though.
Yeah, true.
Like
And he also blew it all on a whip for his mom.
Allen Iverson blew all his money after he retired. That's bad.
Yeah.
I'll probably hire a financial advisor as soon as I got drafted.
Dude, I would just liquidate it and put it into assets and shit.
No, I'm not nice with fucking saving. Like, I'd spend like a motherfucker.
I know you
I spend like
do.
No,
a
honestly,
motherfucker.
if I got drafted, I knew I had like a future in the NBA, not just like,
Yeah.
well, like 2 year deal and I'm done, like never coming back. I'd probably spend it all too.
If I'm like a LeBron level player, yeah. If I got drafted like second round,
On some LiAngelo
maybe
shit.
not. Yeah, like maybe not.
Yeah.
I'd probably just buy a house and like a car and then just leave the rest.
Yeah, get the important shit and then like
Yeah.
go. Yeah, I'd put it all into Robinhood.
All on Tesla.
All $3 million on
Just
that.
wait for
Every
another
single
split.
slam dunk.
Dude, at that point, wouldn't you be able to just buy a whole company?
Yeah.
Depending on the company.
Smaller
Yeah,
company,
but why
yeah.
couldn't, but why think small, dude? Triple your money. Quadruple that bitch.
Instead
Nobody's
of
thinking
buying a
small.
Roadster, just buy Tesla stock.
Exactly, dude.
Because that Roadster
True.
will depreciate, and then in 10 years you can get four Roadsters.
That's a fact.
Damn.
No, I'm glad I was reading a thing. I follow a lot of like people like that on Twitter, and this guy was like, "I don't know why I bought a Roadster. I should have just fucking bought stock."
Dude, well, I don't know. From the top of my head, I would just say LeBron is like the most, not financially obviously stable, but smart because
Chris Bosh.
the way he grew up. What's up with Chris Bosh?
I mean, Shaq and who was the other one? John Wall are also really good with that. Like John Wall, while he was injured, he went to school for business and like started like investing his money, like into actual like stuff that could give him money once he's not playing.
Yeah.
Because he was like injured all that time, and like he actually like took that time to do something with it, you know?
I love John Wall, bro.
I know. Have you seen like the tribute video they made for him?
I did not. I'll have to see that, but
It was really cool. It was just like it wasn't even like him as basketball player. It was just mostly about how he would help the community.
LeBron James.
There was almost like
No,
no
he's a
actual like
good guy.
there was
Dude.
actual like almost no highlights. It was just like straight up like him just helping the community and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
I like NBA
He's a
players
good
like
dude.
that.
I'm gonna start leaving all the
Yeah.
group me's.
That's a big
Fucking.
L for. Well,
Have
low-key,
you.
Russell Westbrook is really big on charity too, though. So.
Yeah, no. People shit on Russell Westbrook, but, like, all his teammates have said he's, like, a great guy.
Yeah, you
No,
saw
no.
that?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, on Twitter. Fucking. Have you heard the John Wall song?
No.
Very catchy.
He made a
And it
song,
was
or it's the
released, like,
John Wall
10 years.
song?
No, but, like, there's, like, a rap duo, and they made a song, and they titled it John Wall, and it's just, like, it goes stupid.
Damn.
Do the John Wall, Group 41, released in 2011.
By who?
Group 41.
Group 41.
Group.
Poop.
Group.
Snoop.
Oop.
I
All
like
I hear is
cut it out
oop.
so I couldn't tell.
Yeah, all I hear is oop.
Yeah.
Not sure what's going on. What?
Yo, does the
But
WNBA just like follow the NBA guidelines, or how the fuck does that work?
it's the same shit, bro.
Except people care less about it.
It's the same shit, but it like brings in 1/24 of the revenue.
Man.
I hate when people don't accept my close name request, bro. I don't know who these people are.
Same. Damn. I think that's pretty good for the NBA podcast.
What?
'Cause
Oh.
we started around the 20-minute mark and then we kind of talked for a decent amount of time.
That's
Didn't
good.
really cover anything specifically though. We just kind of talked about the NBA. Yeah, that doesn't
Just
matter.
shoot the shits.
That counts as a podcast.
Oh, well, not just 'cause like when you were doing the superhero one, you were like going over like a list kind of. That's how I was like, I thought it was supposed
That's
to
'cause
be
I
like
was just winging it, bro.
Nah, I just thought they were supposed to be like organized or some shit.
Nah. It could be talk or music based or anything, literally as long as it's on that topic.
Dick
Continuously.
slap
That's why I
14.
ask questions to keep the combo going.
Good idea.
But I
Dick
don't know,
slap 14.
any probing questions on the NBA? Predictions? Anything you guys wanna see?
Want to see LeBron get six rings.
Yes.
I want, yeah, that's it. I want to see him get six rings. I want Giannis to go to the
I
Lakers
want the Bulls to be good again.
Yes, that's literally
Ooh.
about it.
Like I feel like I'm not saying that Davis wants to come back, But I feel like he would be down to come back to Chicago. And if he did, he'd definitely pull in another star or something, you know. I feel like he could get something going here.
I feel like the only way he comes back after playing with, the best player in the world is if he is guaranteed, like, if he comes with a friend, He's not
No, yeah.
gonna bum
Like on
it,
some
like, again.
Kawhi shit.
Yeah, like, he's not gonna bum it again. He's already done that with the
No, yeah.
Pelicans his whole career.
Well, that's the thing, like there's like new like management and everything now, so
Yeah, but I don't think he'd only go back because he wants to, like, play
oh
for
no, yeah. No,
Chicago. Yeah.
I know.
He'd have to be like, oh, like, come with me, like, someone.
No, that's how I was saying, like if he comes in
Yeah.
and like brings another superstar, I feel like they could get something going for sure. 'Cause they have a good like core, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel
Well,
like he considered it after LeBron is, like, bad,
yeah.
but I don't see that happening for a while.
Because then again, like LeBron's like almost at the end of his career, and like
Don't
AD's
say that,
like
bro. Yeah, I was about to say, don't say
don't
that,
say that,
bro.
bro.
That's
It's
the GOAT
tough
you're talking about.
for
Yeah,
me.
dude.
He's not gonna be playing at 45 years old. Like,
You don't know
you don't
that.
know that,
You
bro. That'd be pretty
don't.
raw. That would be pretty raw.
Most people already burn out by the time they're his age right now.
Yeah.
True.
So.
Like, he's mentally capable too, bro.
I
No,
imagine
yeah.
he could still be like a good role player at 45.
Exactly.
Definitely not like, primary ball handler. But even if he's like coming off the bench, if you have LeBron James coming off the bench, it's pretty good.
Imagine LeBron coming off the bench.
Oh, hell
That's
no.
wild. As a 45-year-old.
Imagine he became like Vince Carter.
Yeah, but he'd probably be better than Vince Carter was at his
No,
age. If Vince Carter was a good role player for,
like
like
Dungeons and
early
Dragons.
40s.
He was just like a good
Yeah, he
mentor.
was great in D&D.
Yo, let's say for some reason the Bulls could
D&D.
have anybody they want. Who in the current NBA would you want on the Bulls? Like, let's say, like,
Probably.
all-star team. Like, not all-star team, but, like, you know, they're gonna dog underdogs. I would want, you know, just the first two that come to mind are obviously D-Rose and Davis. But, I
Free
don't know, we
agents,
need
you have
Hammy for
D-Rose.
this. I feel like he would just cream.
He would. But, like two players or just one?
No, just like a whole roster, just like anybody you want
Oh.
that you would just want to see
Well,
in the Bulls and like bring it
I
for the
like Kobe
Bulls.
White. I like Zach LaVine, but I don't know if Zach LaVine will be staying too long.
I saw that.
Want Gordon Hayward on a max contract.
Yes. And Terry Rozier.
He's...
Basically, just trade the whole roster for the Hornets roster. Because I get
don't know
LaMelo
how he
Ball
got
too.
so much
Are you
money.
kidding me? LaMelo Ball, Gordon Hayward, and Terry Rozier. For real, is Jordan just paying for this shit? Like out of pocket or something? Like, where's all this money coming from?
Jordan still owns it, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
You saw he wanted to get Westbrook?
No.
He was trying to get Westbrook.
What?
Yeah, he loves Westbrook. It's
How
because
long was it?
Jordan's thing is that he likes players that just show like determination. And like while that's good, that's not always what you want. Like he'll take like determination and all that over like skill. Like he's like if he sees someone working hard, he'll be like, oh, this guy's working super hard, I'm gonna take this guy. Even if he sees someone that's better.
He
Or
probably
like
loves
I
Patrick Beverley
But yeah, that's why he picks up players. That's why the Hornets are also just not good. It's just a bunch of like guys like that, you know.
like tryhards that aren't good.
Basically.
Johnny Ajay.
I'm fucking
Anthony
dead.
Cruz. Hey, do you guys think you know how since it's being decriminalized marijuana at the federal level and they're gonna do stuff for people that got incarcerated, do you think then the NBA should somehow compensate like players that recently within like I guess the past 5 years got kicked out for failing a drug test?
They definitely
Oh, they definitely
They
won't, but would
won't,
you
but if
want to
they
see that?
did, yes, but I don't know how they would.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Like, yeah, they should have some form of preparations, but I don't know how they would, like, administer or distribute those reparations.
True. Because some are already making, like, or made millions.
Yeah, so like, I don't know. Yeah, that's because that's kind of fucked up, you know?
Just like from an ethical standpoint.
Yeah. I think it's good that, like, I forgot what state it was. They decriminalized a bunch of shit, and that's good, you know?
Washington, huh?
Colorado.
Yeah.
Nah.
We also
That's
different states.
really good. I think it's
We also
Washington.
different states.
If
Because.
someone's abusing substances, your first reaction shouldn't
The
be, let's
first
send them to
reason's Oregon,
jail.
yeah.
You know, just be like, how can I help this person? Or, you know,
Yeah, it was Oregon.
right, like what life changes do they need to undergo so that it doesn't happen again? Not, we should just lock them up and then nothing's
Yeah.
solved.
You think any NBA, well, just in general, anybody's gonna go to Oregon and try heroin since it's legal? Cause
No,
doesn't that mean
probably
they're regulating
not.
it?
I feel like if you're at the point of doing heroin, you
Oh
don't care
yeah,
if it's legal.
that's a fact.
If you're about to do heroin, I don't think you care if it's legal. Like you're about to go traverse the whole country to
Transcend.
try some heroin.
You gotta wanna talk to God if you wanna try that.
Not even that, like, I don't know, just do some DMT, man.
DMT.
Domestic men.
Domestic men.
Domestic men turbulence. Damn, well, that concludes the episode on the topic of expectations and things we want to see in the 2020-2021 NBA season.
Chandelier's out.
Chandeliers out.
2021.